Joel ready?
Hey, Joel. Mike here. How you doing?
Hey, good, Mike. How are you?
Well, not too bad. You know, Clive told me that, you know, we were good to speak at 12:45 today. In fact, 3:45 your time.
Yep.
All right. It's a good timing, right?
Yes, this is. This is a good time. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, Joel, we did receive your email. You know, we weren't able to speak last week after, you know, since I sent out the document to you. And, you know, I was really happy for you that you found the right fit in the other company. You know, you mentioned that you were, you know, kind of working between the two companies. One of them was us and the other company. So you already signed up with them. I mean, do they know you've shortlisted to work with them?
I did. I've committed. I've committed to them. And like I said in my email, it was close. It was a difficult decision. But to be honest, and the reason why I shared what I shared with you was, I'm hoping it can be. You can use it as helpful information. Because I like you. I think you guys could have done a great job. But I just, me and my team just felt more comfortable with the other vendor, and that just because there was more information about them that we could tie back to. Like, you know, I know Clive is in New York. You're supposedly in Illinois, but then maybe in the West Coast. There was just some confusion as to that, where I knew the company, this other company, they were in India. They were in a part of India that I just knew that. And I knew, there wasn't any guesswork there. The companies that they gave me as references, I was able to find their apps in the App Store. Mm-hmm. Whereas I couldn't really find yours and some of the other companies. We talked to, you know, a dozen or so companies, and to be honest, none of them were in the App Store that they gave me. And some of them wouldn't even give me references. So those are flags to begin with, and it just it heightened my sensitivity to available information, and I just used that as my barometer. So I think, like I told you before, you I thought had a very good grasp of our business and what we were trying to do. But at the end of the day, I just needed to make sure that I could get my product to, you know, on the App Store, and they showed me that they had done it before, and I could trust them on that.
Right. Now, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, I appreciate your due diligence, and, you know, I appreciate the fact that you, you know, considered us, and, you know, we made it to the top two, I'd say. However, just to confirm, Joel, and, you know, since this probably might be the last time we speak until, you know, of course, another better time, did Clive send you some portfolio that you could not find on the app stores? Because if he had, he didn't consult me about it. So, did he send you some applications and ask you to look at them on the app stores?
He sent me some. He sent me some information. I've got to go back, and I will. I promise you, I will look at the information he sent and let you know what I found on them. But like I said, I looked at, you know, more than a dozen companies, and I looked at all of their references and their stuff, so I can't, and it sort of all kind of jumped, it's all jammed together in my mind as to what I looked at, what I could find and couldn't find. But I'll tonight or over the weekend, I'll send you what he sent to me and what my findings were. But you know, if I recall correctly, there was some information that I could find, but others I really couldn't. And I'll follow up with you on that.
Right. No, I mean, even that is not needed. I just want to make sure, you know, we were all on the same page, because, like, you know, Clive happens to be in a different office. He's based in California. Myself, I'm in Illinois. in Morton Grove. According to my last discussion with you, and as far as I know, we discussed that if you wanted any kind of references that you wanted to speak to, or you wanted some portfolio from us, we were more than happy to send that over to you. And again, like I said, per my limited knowledge, we never sent you, you know, any references. The portfolio was only the one that you found on the company profile, and all of that is live on the app stores. But I think that probably, now that you're speaking about it, and you've also almost made a decision on, you know, who to go with, that kind of is a stalemate. And I think myself and Clive should have done a better job with introducing our company. It's just that the reason I wanted to, you know, have this final conversation with you is because, you know, there's some projects that you do as part of your job, and, you know, as part of your career, and, you know, as part of your responsibility. And then there's a few, you know, a handful of projects over your career that you really feel personal interest in, right? And your idea and your concept that you came up with, that I'd be honest with you, I don't know if that, you know, even makes a difference now or not, but that was something that, you know, I was 100% into, and I do definitely believe that, you know, whoever you get to work with, regardless of that, I think it definitely has the potential to disrupt the industry that you're trying to. And we've seen, you know, so many examples in the 2000s and the recent past of how the industries have been disrupted. Say, you know, Blockbuster got disrupted by Netflix, and then, you know, the hotel industry got disrupted by Airbnb. I do feel that if your concept and your idea is executed correctly, I think that's a major question mark, but, you know, it does have, you know, it's in the right direction, and I do wish you all the best. I would like to, you know, stay in the loop in whatever capacity on how this comes along, and, you know, how far this goes in the next 6 months, the next year. So I just wanted to keep that communication open, but then I also wanted to make sure, you know, we stay in touch, and, you know, if you're parting ways for now, we end on a good note, and I know what we did wrong in order to not be able to, you know, get a stake into this business and be able to work with you. Because I, you know, like,
well,
you know,
I sorry.
I just wanted to say, because like you know, and I think I expressed this fully and, you know, without any kind of covers, you know, the first time we spoke, I was personally interested in your idea, in your concept, and I wanted to work on this project, and I was looking forward to it. But then again, I mean, I appreciate the fact that, you know, you considered us amongst the top two, and then, you know, for given reasons, like you mentioned, you had to go with the other company.
Well, I appreciate those comments, and it was a very difficult decision, and like I said, I was only sharing that information not as a critique or a criticism, but more of that so that, you know, to help you for future. But I absolutely will keep you in mind. I don't see this being the last time we talk. You know, maybe on version 2 or version 3 or whatever, we could work together. But you know, this is an MVP that we're building, and which will hopefully be followed up by, you know, a larger scale platform that we will, you know, we'll be able to globalize. So I do foresee us talking in the future. I appreciate all the help. At least I know that, you know, if something goes wrong with the vendor I selected, I always know that I have you guys to call upon.
Fantastic, and I appreciate your words, Joel. Just in case, and, you know, since I had the opportunity to, you know, speak to you and have you on the phone today, just in case you're not tied with the other company as yet, I did have a proposition, you know, because at the end of the day, I think you want to get your work done, and you want to make sure it comes out to be as best as possible. And I think on that side, you know, I think you have confidence that I and my team understand the idea, and it's just about who gets to, you know, deliver, you know, the vision that you're working on. Unless you're already tied by a contract with the other company and you're bound by a contract, one reason why I wanted to have this conversation with you today is because we wanted to propose that if you've not already signed up with the other company, we were willing to start. I think we sent you the breakdown for the payments, and usually, and you know, this is a standard practice with us and, you know, most companies in our companionship, we charge 40% upfront, and then you pay for each of the milestones, the design and the development upfront, you know, before the milestones begin. Just because I have personal interest in this project and I really wanted to work on it, we were thinking that, you know, we could get you started for about 15% of the total cost, and that way we could mobilize the resources on the project, and that 15% would get us until the UI and the UX design, in fact, until a clickable prototype of the application and before we get into the development. And we wanted to also propose that, you know, rather than collecting the payment from you upfront for each of these milestones, as an exception, we were even happy to first show you the work, get the milestone done, and then collect the payment. And that way you would kind of be, you know, assured that you're not paying upfront and then, you know, being a jitty about, you know, whether you're going to receive the work or not, or whether it's going to be up to the mark or not. So basically, you first receive the work, you see it, we talk about it, and then if it's going in the right direction, that's when you pay for that milestone that's already completed, you know, rather than paying upfront for each milestone. That is one, you know, proposal we had, because if I look at everything that we discussed so far about how the other company could find more information about them, I think it's just about, it's a bit of a deficit of trust with us, and that's only because we're working online and we've not seen each other yet. We could even have a Zoom video call as well. I mean, we didn't get to, you know, see each other, and there's probably, you know, even, you know, you probably have a bit of a edge on the trust with them than us is the only thing that we were lacking this time. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, that is correct. I appreciate that. And yes, I had Zoom, video Zoom calls with them. I could see them in their offices. I saw their team. They had multiple people there. So that did play into it, where I know we talked online. We had a couple of Zoom calls, but no video or anything like that. So that did factor into it a little bit. But I appreciate the offer for that. But I have committed to them. I have signed a contract with them, so I am tied to them. I do expect to be calling you in the future. Even if everything goes well with this company, we're going to be doing more, and it's just a matter of timing and skill set and all that stuff. So, I'm sure we'll be speaking, you know, within the next, you know, 6 to 12 months.
All right, perfect. I mean, that sounds like a plan, and I think maybe another better time. And this time it just wasn't meant to be, but We'll definitely stay in contact. This number that I'm calling from, that's the office line. You can always ask for me, and then I'll leave you a text message from my direct number, the Illinois number as well. And I think I did leave you a text message, in fact. And you know, you're not the texting person, but I'll leave you a text message once again, just so you have the number. And I'd look forward to, you know, hearing back from you once again whenever, you know, there's a better opportunity. All right?
Okay. Going on Bark, I'm inundated with developers now trying to see where I am with this project, so I can't respond to everybody, but I will make sure that I put your I put your name and company you know attached to this number so that when you do if and when you do call or text on the OGU and I'll be happy to pick up. You know, my friends tell me I'm not the best texter, but but you know, like I said, I've been screening calls lately just because of there's been so many developers trying to you know follow up on you know where I am with this project that I you know I interviewed over a dozen around a dozen I can't interview anymore so.
All right, Naya, I'd appreciate if you, you know, save my number. I'll definitely make sure to check up probably in a couple months by the time you've made a bit of a progress with the other company, and that way, you know, we'd have an excuse to reconnect once again as well. All right?
Great. Too bad. I like that.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time, Joel, and it was a pleasure working with you for this short span, and I you know, I still look forward to working with you sometime in the future. All right.
Me too. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate all your help.
All right, friend. It looks like you're driving, so you drive safe, and I'll catch up with you via text messages now. I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.